Good morning, brothers and sisters. To this new year, I would like to wish you God's richest blessing from all my heart, welcoming all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, also all those who are joining us online. Many have written emails, many have expressed their wishes of blessings. We are of course joined with all the world, and we are grateful to God for that what we may experience now. I must really say, my heart runs over of thankfulness. If I alone look back, what God not only did in the last year, but in the last years, He did great things. And yesterday, we have heard a long list of all the brothers who are putting a full effort, be it the translators, be it the brothers in the technic. But we didn't mention the service of our brother, tireless from morning till evening. Our brother sits in the office or is on the missionary trips and serves the Lord and serves us all. If we look back, it's not only the about 150 circular letters which were written, but also the many literatures, the sermons which were translated. At home, I have a full cupboard, full of literature, most surely you also, and we may read again and again. And the Word of God was so clearly proclaimed. All Bible subjects were given to us. The word of prophecy was scripturally placed, and we may understand it. It's really a blessing for all of us. And we are grateful to God for this service of the faithful servant of the Lord. And I must say, we all would not be here today if our Lord would not have ordained our brother to give out the spiritual food. Brother Branham was ordained to proclaim the word for this hour and to restore all things. And he recorded everything on tapes. And when he passed, then there was not even one sermon in printed form, and it was our brother who was led by the Lord that the sermons are available for us in printed form and that they are translated, they're distributed all over the world. I really want to thank our Lord today. I want to thank our beloved brother. I think all of us, we want to do it because we are the ones who received the blessing. May the Lord give you new strength, new courage in this new year. May He continue to use you and to make you a blessing. To the Lord be the glory for everything. Yes. Now we want to sing songs to the Lord. We start with song number 12. Song number 12. When peace like a river. Number 12. It is well with my soul.
Peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well. My soul. Satan should buffet, though trials should come. Let this blessed assurance come true, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul.
Us, how we should rejoice, brothers and sisters. Let us start this year with gratefulness and with joy. Let us praise Him even more for what He has done for us. Let us not look on circumstances. Let us not look on ourselves. Let us look on Him and let us see what He has done for us. Then we will get happy and grateful. Now, before Brother Alfred Borg comes to read us the word for introduction and Brother Schmidt prays with us, let us also sing number 19, Hold the Four, number 19. 19.
Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing, victory is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming, Jesus signals to. Wave the answer back to heaven, by the grace we will. See the mighty host advancing, Satan leading on. Mighty ones around us falling, having courage almost gone. Hold the phone, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will see the glorious banner of waving, hear the trumpet blow. It now lead us, then we triumph over every foe. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will sit long the battle rages, but our help is near. On what comes our great commander, cheer my comrades, cheer. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. I am coming, Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. Thank you. God with us. This is our slogan in the German song. Is this the slogan for this new year? May the Lord help us all. Onward, glory. The crown of victory is shining to us. Hallelujah. Also I would like to wish you God's richest blessing for this new year. May the Lord also bless us this morning at the beginning of a new year, as last night, the end of the old year. I'm still blessed. When we have sung prayerfully yesterday, the end time is here. His coming is near. Once more, let the fire fall upon all of us. Is this not our prayer? Is this not our longing in this new year? Brothers and sisters, a year starts. We all have expectations. We have hopes. But whether these are going to be fulfilled, this we don't know. But what we know, that every promise of God is yes and amen. For the glory of God through us. We can really rely on it. Whether our wishes, our hopes are being fulfilled, this is in God's hand. But God fulfills His word. He fulfills His promises. May the Lord bless us this morning together. Didn't we read yesterday the wonderful word from Romans chapter 10, verse 11? But the scripture says, no one who puts his hope in him will be ashamed. Is this not a comfort? Is this not a living hope which the Word gives us. I would like to read us a word for introduction this morning from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Very well-known word. The first three verses. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, from verse 1. Here the Lord speaks to his disciples. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Praise and thanks. Does the Lord not say this morning to us? Believe in God and believe also in me. Brothers and sisters, this we want to do. All our hopes, all our longings, we want to lay on it. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. Praise be to God. The Lord went to prepare us a place. In the third verse, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise and thanks. Is this not our wish to be there where the Lord is? Are we not grateful this morning that we can be here? Are we not grateful that the Lord is in our midst? Brothers and sisters, these are not just words which the Lord made. This is reality. We cannot see Him. But nevertheless, He is present by His Holy Spirit. And also yesterday we heard the words, He healed all who came to Him. And Jesus Christ is the same also this morning, brothers and sisters. What He did yesterday, this He is doing today. Praise be to the living God. May the Lord bless us on this first day of this new year. May He bless us from the riches of His grace. May every heart which is here and also worldwide which is joining us, may it experience the moving of the Holy Spirit, the working of His Holy Word, experiencing it. I'm really confident that we who we believe, we will experience the Lord. Remember what we have sung yesterday prayerfully. Once more, O Lord, once more. Is this our wish? The Lord will not only fulfill this wish, it is His promise. He will fulfill it with us. Let us stand up for prayer. Great God, looking up to You, we are coming as Your people always came to You. When they made the beginning, Lord in heaven,
O God,
at the time of Ezra, it was like this. They rebuilt the altar, the old foundation. O God, also we want the ancient word which You always give us, we want to rebuild it, re-erect it. We want to build upon it, holding together by the
by the power of your Spirit. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. And together with Nehemiah, we want to say, as written from verse 5, Nehemiah 1, verse 5, O God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth the covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Lord in heaven, give us grace. You have made an oath to keep the covenant. Give it to us, Lord. As your servant was praying at that time, and he says here, O Lord, I beseech thee, let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants. And confess the sins of the children of Israel. Praise and thanks. So that also we can come, Lord, and say, Lord, open your ear and hear, Lord in heaven, your people, your children, whom you have chosen, whom you purchased. You went to prepare a place for us, and you will come again to fetch us. Hear, Lord, hear. We pray you for your name's sake. Be merciful, O God. Lord, we have heard it today, on the first day of this new year. Let this day be a day of salvation, a day of blessing for the whole year. Be merciful to all of us. We ask you also, Lord, give grace to them who carry your word, and in particular, whom you have given the commission to go from city to city. O God, be merciful to all of us and help, so that your name might be glorified and praised. For we are living in a time which is quite going up and down, but yet we know you have everything in your hand, for you have given the promise and you will fulfill it. We thank you for it. Amen. We sing Only Believe, and then I ask the parents to come with the child to the front. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible for only believe. Are possible, only believe. Which language? Romanian. Would you please come, brother? Then we hear it in Romanian. Matthew, his name, Matthew.
Tată Ceresc, venim în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos în fața ta și îți mulțumim pentru această familie. Mulțumim că le-ai dăruit acest copil. Sunt drag pe acest Matias. Te rog ca tu să-l binecuvântezi în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos, pe el și pe toată familia lui. Te rog ca ei să-L crească în credință. O, Doamne, ascultă această rugăciune simplă, Doamne. Binecuvântează toată familia și toți care vor veni încă după El. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Ihr dürft euch setzen.
You may be seated. Praise and thanks be to our Lord. We have heard already precious words,
and
to it one should read directly Matthew 25, verse 10, and also Revelation 19, verse 7. We have heard it in John 14. Our Lord has said, I go to prepare a place for you. And he went and prepared the place. But now it is about the preparation of the bride of the Lamb, who then will dwell in the place which he prepared. And therefore, it is written in Matthew 25, verse 10, those who were ready went in with him to the marriage supper. And the door was closed. And the precious word here in Revelation, in chapter 19, verse 7 and 8, Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 and 8. There the redeemed multitude sings, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he says unto me, write, write, blessed are they who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he says unto me, these are the true sayings of God. This would already be enough for today, to know that the Lord, in this last phase, before his return, that he calls out a bride, the bride of the Lamb of God. As John the Baptist, of course, said it, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Your and my sin, they are laid upon the Lamb of God. Isaiah chapter 53 is fulfilled. The chastisement was laid upon him so that we might have peace, and by his stripes we were healed. Also Psalms 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in the next moment, 1 Corinthians, and as Paul expressed it there, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. In one moment, when all our guilt and sin was laid upon him, the Son of God, you and I, we were separated from God without hope in this world. And then the Redeemer stepped into the breach. The condemnation he took upon himself. And in the next moment, when the blood of the new covenant was shed, then it was fulfilled. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And Paul writes, to us is given the ministry of reconciliation, which we bring to the whole world. And we say to the world, be ye reconciled with God. Receive forgiveness, receive reconciliation, receive the grace, receive the salvation of God. Receive what God prepared for our time, for us. Also today, beloved brothers and sisters, we have seen it yesterday. About 60 emails came in. And look today, again, a whole staple of emails, and all from all over the world, from Cuba, from everywhere, greetings, from everywhere, greetings. God has joined us together with many, namely with all them who believe now, as the Scripture has said. One could mention here the names who have also phoned: Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi, Brother Mbie, Brother Ngonga, Brother Jacques, Brother Müller from Germany, the brother from Romania, Brother Lupondo, Brother Cecil, Brother Joseph, Brother Oleg, Brother Motika, Brother Hervé, and all the brothers, Brother Jean-Song from Port Elizabeth. He told me a few words which really touched my heart. He remembered what happened on the 2nd of April 1962, when the Lord has given me the commission. And then I have said, Lord, they will not listen to me. They have all things in plenty. And they will not hear me. And then the answer of the Lord, my servant, the time comes when they will hear you. Store in the food. You all know, of course, the testimony. And this brother from Port Elizabeth, he just cried out into the telephone, Brother Frank, the time is here where all who are of God are hearkening to that what the Spirit has to say to the churches. He really encouraged me to pass on what was given to us by the Lord. Then, yesterday, we have given a report of that, what is being done here at the mission center. And we are really grateful for all our brothers, for all our sisters. And you all know, if one does something today, everything is registered. Every packet is registered of all the literature which was shipped. And here we have it. 2,300 kilograms of DVDs. 4,850 kilograms literature. more than 7 tons literature sent and shipped. 45,000 single shipments in the year 2016. If one takes all these things together, brothers and sisters, and somewhere I have also the names of them whom we didn't mention yesterday. We have here Sister Brigitte Kodura, we mentioned her, and also Sister Elisabeth Fleck, we mentioned them, who more than 35 years are working in the office. All the orders, all the correspondence, passing it on to the shipping department. And yesterday, we forgot our brother Pavel, brother Andreas we didn't mention, brother Fitzek we didn't mention him. Our brothers who are working in the print shop and so forth, may God bless them from the riches of his grace. Also our sisters we didn't mention yesterday. Our Sister Anna, Sister Erna, Sister Emma, all who are helping and all who really take care that the things entrusted to us, that it is being passed on. And also now the last announcement. More than 7 tons of literature was shipped. It's really mighty what God has done in this past year. Not only the various journeys, but also by grace we may look after the people, all the circulars, all the literature, all the sermons of Brother Branham. And it would really be good if some who didn't know it precisely, if they would go into the shipping department, how all the languages are listed there, which are sent into all the world. We are so grateful to the Lord for the mission center, grateful for the print shop, grateful for the shipping department, grateful also for the accommodation which we have for our brothers and sisters who are coming from far. Who would have thought this, that God would build such a work before the return of Jesus Christ, so that really all peoples and tongues and nations can be reached by the everlasting gospel, hearing it once again, as written in Revelation chapter 14, the angel was flying through the sky, through the heavens, to proclaim to all nations the everlasting gospel for the last time. And then Matthew 24, verse 14, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations as a witness, and then the end shall come. Have we not understood what God did since the day of Reformation? Revival after revival. And there were, of course, men of God whom the Lord used at the various times. Before there was a Martin Luther and Huldreich Zwingli, there was already a Jan Hus and there was a Wycliffe. There were already men whom God could use. And every revival was the preparation for the next revival. And in every revival which took place, the elect went with. All the others remained standing with that what God has done at the time. But the elect, they never remained standing. They always went on and on until our time. From the Lutheran and from the Zwingli revival and Calvin revival, all kinds of revivals, whatever where, brothers and sisters, it went on and on. God had a John Wesley for the Methodist revival, a Menosimos for the revival of the Mennonites, a John Smith for the revival of the Baptists. God had men also after the breakthrough of the Reformation. And time and again, one can say, God has given grace that those who at that who believed the word revealed by God at that time, they went on with it. Also the Pentecostal revival, which of course started 1906, not only in Los Angeles, on the Azusa Street, but also worldwide, in Europe, in Kassel, in Mülheim, in China, everywhere, the Spirit of God started to work. And then in our time, in the Pentecostal Charismatic Revival, we have 565 millions. And what was about 100 years ago? No one heard of the gifts of the Spirit. No one. But then God has given the breakthrough by His grace before the First World War. And then after the Second World War, God used, of course, Brother Branham. He commissioned him. To him it was said, and this I've written into my Bible. That's how it was called out to our beloved brother. Many people, even newspaper reporters, were standing there at the banks. There it said, again it said, look up. And when I looked up, this light came down. Men, the people, fainted. And a voice sounded which shook the whole region as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So the message given to you will be a forerunner of the second coming of Christ. Not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunner. It's just so wonderful that God has led it in such a way that we not only heard of that, what happened around 500 years ago on the earth, but what happened, we came to know of what God has done in our time by His grace. And brothers and sisters, all this runs parallel with that what God ordained for Israel. I noted it down recently. Since 1823, the Jews are returning into their homeland. Since 1897, since the first Zionist Congress in Basel, not only the idea, but also the wish of all the Jews was revived to return into their homeland. And then 1917, the Balfour Declaration, that the Jews have a right to their own land. And then we have 1947, the United Nations decided that Israel has the right to their own land. And then 1948, the establishing of the State of Israel. Which we all experienced with joy and well-pleasing when Ben-Gurion declared the State of Israel established. Now, I want to say the following. Brothers and sisters, for us it is sometimes like this, as if the Lord would delay. And as Peter and Paul have written, God is not slack with the promise. He's not slack with his promise of his return, but is long-suffering until the last ones are added. When we look at it, how long God takes his time to gather his people of Israel. And we know with so many problems it's connected, what is connected with Israel and Jerusalem. And we all heard of it. Also the last declaration, the last resolution of the United Nations. One may not even think about it. All are against Israel. And are just saying that the Jews are occupying the land of Israel. No, since 3,500 years, the land of Israel belongs to the people of Israel. It was the capital of David. It was the place which God had chosen. And this just has to be said here. The Jewish ambassador in the USA, he had the courage and he took the Bible in his hand and before the United Nations, he raised the Bible into the air and he said, here it is written. He just emphasized the word of God. May God bless Israel. But once again, I would like to emphasize, for us it takes too much time, the gathering of the Jews and all what happens with Israel. And perhaps for us it takes too long that we are waiting for the return of the Lord. And I would be happy if when my brothers and sisters who 1958, who 1959, who 1960 were already part of it here in Krefeld, if they would come here now to the front, although even they are sitting now down in the basement, please come now to the front. Those who made with us the beginning, those who experienced the beginning, when we were about 12 or 13 or 14 people coming together and were translating the first sermon of Brother Branham, listening to it. And so we really found grace in the sight of God. We got the connection to that what God promised. And what he did by the ministry of Brother Branham, what the purpose was of that ministry, and that what was said to him on the 11th of June 1933, at around 14 hours in the afternoon, from the supernatural cloud of light, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. This is a divine commission, It's the fulfillment of that what God has promised in the Old and New Testament. In the Old, in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, most Bibles have four chapters in Malachi. Yes. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Today, we may say loudly and clearly, before our very eyes, this scripture was fulfilled. And we may have a direct part in it by His grace. Did we understand, brothers and sisters, what kind of grace, what kind of privilege was given to us by God? Under the millions, billions of people who are living on the earth, to believe what the scripture says, to experience it, and as the people of Israel were gathered from all nations, returning into the land of promise. So now the church from all peoples, tongues and nations is gathered. It's the most important phase in all of the plan of salvation and the most important time period for the church of the living God. Today, I would like to say you the following. Brother Branham, he looked up the Bible for his last time, and he was reading it for the last time. And today I show you what kind of scripture Brother Branham was reading for the last time in his life, namely the end of Deuteronomy and the beginning of Joshua, chapter 1. That's how Brother Branham left the Bible open. He left it behind. When he drove on the 18th of December 1965, when he started his trip from Tucson to Jeffersonville, the end of the book of Deuteronomy and the beginning of Joshua. And what do we read here? Here we are told what God has done with Moses, that he took him to himself, that he was allowed to look into the land, but he was not allowed to enter the land. That's how it was with Brother Branham. God, as Moses, he revealed to him everything. And that what was revealed to Moses was laid into the Ark of the Covenant. And then came Joshua. He didn't bring a new doctrine, but the Ark of the Covenant, with that what God revealed to Moses, he laid it upon the shoulders of the Levites, and then they entered the promised land. Here it is written, Joshua, chapter 1, verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Was speaking to Moses in the burning bush, appearing to him, and he said, I've seen the trouble of my people. I've seen it. I have come and I send you to lead them out of the land of Egypt. The same it is with the message which God has given to Brother Branham. A leading out, a separation, and a preparation, and a entering into the land of promise. How often We looked at the promises at this place. We emphasized them. And also, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we pointed to it from verse 20. All promises of God are yes and amen through Jesus Christ and through us. They find their fulfillment by grace. Beloved brothers and sisters, just think of it. Or please believe it. This would be even better. Not only to think about it, what kind of privilege it is, and what it really means to have found grace in the sight of God. Finding grace, recognizing the time and the hour, recognizing the message and the messenger, receiving them. And then we see the result, the fulfillment in all them who believe now with all their hearts. What the scripture says, and as the scripture has said it. And also this was given to me today, although it doesn't fit here at all. But
Brother
Branham, the people say that Brother Branham didn't deal well with the sisters and so forth. But he had no other choice but to put the divine order upon the lampstand. And all have their place in the kingdom of God. And I wouldn't dare to anyone to leave one scripture out of force, especially here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I just say it because I was spoken to by somebody. Actually, it's not part of our proclamation today, but because I was spoken. This is also very important, how Paul emphasized the divine order also of man and woman in the church. And we all can nothing for it. When God said to Moses, when the woman bears a son, then the mother will remain unclean for 33 days. And when she bears a daughter, she will be unclean for 66 days. I can nothing for it that God has set his order for man and woman in the Holy Scripture. And I will not dare to change something about it. But here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Here we have it in the Word of God. Here we have the divine order before our eyes. Then it continues. Verse 7, 8, 9. Even that was said here. Verse 7, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. The Lord God created Adam in his image and not Eve. One just has to respect this. And this is already connected with the plan of salvation. As Eve was taken out of Adam when his side was opened, yes, and Eve was formed of a rib. So the church was taken out from Christ when his side was opened on the cross, and when the blood of the new covenant was shed, not you and I, but the Redeemer was first. And so it is with Adam. It was said here clearly, and also in verse 8, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Verse 9, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. One could read until the end. Blessed is the sister which submits under every word of God. But this, of course, doesn't mean that the woman is a doormat. But as we read, the man is the glory of God, the image of the glory of God, and the woman is the glory of the man. The woman makes the man complete, and as Christ needs the bride to live on and to fulfill through her what God promised, so God has given a woman to the man, and these two shall become one flesh. Don't you worry. Also Paul mentions Phoebe, who was in the service of the Lord. Even John mentions a few sisters who were serving him, who received guests, who were serving the church. Also, we have sisters in our midst who serve the church, and we are just so grateful to the Lord. What really hurts me is when that what Brother Branham has said and taught scripturally, if it is then misinterpreted as he would have despised the women. No, thus it is written, in Christ neither man nor woman is anything. In Christ we are all one. And so may God give us really all the place which is ours. And if we look at the gifts of the Spirit, then all the sisters have the right to use the gifts of the Spirit and to pray. And if we look in the at the ministries, then God has set into the church apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers and evangelists. The fact remains, the divine order remains. But now the question, what is happening in all of Christianity? I will never forget it. I have the photos, the photographs, when a sheep pastor, she blesses a couple, two men, and then there is a pastor who blesses also two sisters in their marriage. No, there's only one marriage, and this marriage consists of man and woman. This is the divine order. May all do what they like. May all believe what they wish to believe. We, as the Church of the Living God, we believe every word of the Scripture, and we submit into the divine order. Let us say it once again. All can decide for themselves what they believe and what they are doing. For us, the decision was made. We believe as the Scripture has said, and it's the will of God that we submit into the divine order. And that the Lord can walk forward with all of us. The same it is written in 1 Corinthians 7, when the unbelieving part doesn't want to live anymore with the believing part, if he wants to separate, then the believer is free, whether man or woman. Doesn't matter. God didn't ordain the woman to be a slave. If the unbelieving man hurts the woman and separates, then let him go. The woman is not bound to him. One just needs to read all the scriptures which concern the subject. And most and foremost, brothers and sisters, let us not judge over others who have come in difficult trouble. Let us thank God if it is well with us and if we don't come into troubles in our marriages or families. Brothers and sisters, now I would like to read a couple of scriptures which I noted down concerning our choosing before the foundation of the world, and all who were purchased by the blood of the Lamb, all who were ordained for the election, and all whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, not only in the Lamb's Book, into the Book of Life, Revelation 20, but which were written into the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. The first fruit, the firstborn, who have part in the first resurrection, they are a special people of God. They are those whom God has chosen before the foundation of the world to believe Him, to trust Him, and everything what He prepared for us, to receive it and to accept it. From Matthew, chapter 13, I would like to read verse 35. Matthew 13, verse 35. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Upon our Lord and Savior, referred to our Lord and Savior, speaking that what was hidden from before the foundation of the world, but what was already predestinated in the plan of salvation. Matthew 25, verse 34. Matthew 25, verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God did not in the course of time purpose a plan of salvation. No. Before the foundation of the world, God knew precisely what would come and go. And all of the plan of salvation He has written down by the prophets
And also in the New Testament, he proclaimed it. In Luke chapter 11, it's written in verse 50, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation. Always from the foundation of the world. John 17, verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. Already all in advance, before the foundation of the world. Also us, the Lord has chosen before the foundation of the world. He loved us before the foundation of the world. He foreordained us to behold His glory. Then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. For in Him, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Before the foundation of the world, He has chosen us in Him that we should be sanctified without blame, appearing before Him. It's possible by the blood of the Lamb, which was shed on the cross of Calvary, the blood of the new covenant, of which our Lord said, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." He, the Savior, has given His blood for the redeemed. Everything before the foundation of the world, it was in His plan. First Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Before the foundation of the world, the Redeemer and the redeemed were foreordained, but only in the last phase, which refers to the end time. And then we go to the word of the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. With the moment when our Lord came, the last 2 days started. One day with God is as our 1,000 years. 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham. 2,000 years from Abraham to Christ. And now 2,000 years again have passed. And we know the 7,000 years will be the millennium. Although God doesn't, it's not according to our calendar. His calendar is right, but our calendar is not correct. We all receive what God prepared for us. For in Him, God has chosen us
before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blame, appearing before him. Ephesians. Is this possible? It is a reality. The letter of requirements was torn into pieces. The guilt, the sin is blotted out. All sin was laid upon him so that we might have peace through him, and by his stripes we were healed. Brothers and sisters, let us do it as Abraham did it. He didn't look on himself. He didn't look onto the circumstances, but he looked on him who has given the promise. And he saw the promise fulfilled. And we are looking to the Lord. And we will see the last promise. We will see the last promise fulfilled. Revelation 13, here it's written, Revelation 13, verse 8, in reference to the Antichrist, Revelation 13, 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. You see, why God has opened our eyes? I think it was Brother Miskis who said before that, he said, we truly, in all the books and brochures, we set forth all the plan of salvation very clearly. Also that what must happen in the last times until the book of Revelation 17, that the religious power is riding on the earthly power. And as the Lord God showed the church as a woman in Revelation 12, a woman crowned with a crown of 12 stars. The New Testament church is crowned with the doctrine of the 12 apostles, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. 1954, Brother Branham spoke about this chapter. He spoke very clearly about it. But then, when we go on from Revelation 12, then the fallen away church is shown as a whore riding on the beast, having the reins in her hand. The beast is the last world power, and the last kingdom, the Roman Empire, comes up before our very eyes. And we all see the end-time prophecy fulfilled. And we see also that not all ways lead to Washington or to Moscow or to Berlin, but all ways lead to Rome. You all know what is meant by it. Brothers and sisters, let us thank our God that he has opened our spiritual eyes and that the written word became the revealed word for us, which we can preach. And all who are of God, they will hear the voice of God. Then, in Revelation 17, verse 8, the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And then it says, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast. All the others. We will not wonder. we will see Bible prophecy fulfilled before, and we know that's how it had to be, because that's how it was foretold in the Bible. Then coming back to us, brothers and sisters, let us read to it. Revelation 21, verse 27, right addressed to us in this time. Revelation 21, verse 27. Here it is written, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. In the Lamb's book of life. Our names are not written in some kind of church book, but in the Lamb's book of life. Let us summarize of what it's all about today. In James, we were told many things in a few words. James, chapter 5. Right coming to the subject of the return of our Lord. James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, unto the return of the Lord. Remember the word of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. God is not slack with his promise, but is long suffering toward you until we are all prepared and made ready to behold his glory. I'm not sure now, but I really think that Brother Branham probably said 147 times he spoke of the bride of the Lamb, which is now being called out, which is being separated, which is being sanctified in the word of truth, which is washed in the blood of the Lamb, just experiencing their preparation unto the glorious day of the return of our beloved Lord and Savior and Bridegroom. Behold, the Bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Also this thought now, once again, Brother Branham, he really, at his time, he counted with the return of the Lord. Paul, at his time, he counted with the return of the Lord. And he has written, we will not all fall asleep, but we all shall be changed. And then we see that 2,000 years, they have come and gone. But now really, we really have arrived at the end. The end time is here. His coming is near. And our prayer is, Lord, once more, stretch forth thine hand, descend, come down, manifest the power of thy Holy Spirit, may it come upon your church and complete your work yourself with all of us. As written in James, be patient, therefore, brethren. What did Martin Luther say? If the Lord would not come this year, nevertheless, I would plant a tree and waiting that he comes the next year. All counted with the return of the Lord. All spoke about it. How many songs were composed? Also the song, The bride is persevering so long already for your coming. 200 years ago, 100 years ago, thousands of songs were composed in reference to the return of the Lord, composed, inspired by the Spirit of God. And we truly, we have come really, we are really at the door. We don't want to go here into details, but we observe the time events. We observe them precisely, whether in Russia, whether in USA, whether in Israel, wherever it might be. By the grace of God, we are kept up to date by His grace. And time and again we can recognize that God has given us the grace. Namely, at the same, at the time when the people of Israel, as the fig tree becomes tender, putting forth buds, then the Lord Himself said, "Verily I say to you, this generation shall not pass until all things have come to pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away." Our Lord said it. And then comes the description. Two will lay on one bed. One shall be taken and one will be left. Everything in the same connection, brothers and sisters. For us, it's nothing left but to thank the Lord with all our hearts. And in every situation in which we are, to trust God and to know He will make all things well. And the return of the Lord is really very, very near. That we can say, we will see what this year will bring to us. One thing we know, the last ones are being called out. And when the number is complete, then the door will be shut. Now, addressed to all of us, be patient, therefore, beloved brothers, unto the return of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. What a grace that God, 2,000 years ago, whether Paul, whether Peter, whether James, he used them, he inspired them to write down that what applies for our time and what will happen at our time. Brothers and sisters, God knew all things in advance. And we read the 8 scriptures before the foundation of the world. God purposed a plan of salvation, and we were chosen before the foundation of the world. To us, the mystery of God was revealed, the understanding of the whole plan of salvation of our God. And we really believe that all, young and old, great and little, all the newcomers, they will experience their salvation. They will experience their forgiveness. So that everything what is necessary to participate in the rapture, that is being experienced by all of us, really by all of us. Paul writes, if the Spirit who raised Jesus dwells in you, then He will make your bodies alive by the Spirit who dwells in you. Brothers and sisters, not only an anointing, not only charismatic outwardly, not enthusiasm, not an atmosphere making it. No, as our Lord said it, I go, and if I went, then I send you the promise of my Father down upon you. Wait in Jerusalem until ye are endued with the power from on high. And so it came to fulfillment. God among us, God with us, God in us by the Holy Spirit. And as sure as our Redeemer came to us, coming into a mortal body, born into it, to take away the power of death, to conquer hell, and the Old Testament saints, to lead them out of the prison, as written in Psalms 24, or in all the prophecies of the Old Testament. Everything took place, what had to take place at the time. And everything what is ordained for this time, this will also take place. And as sure as we have heard the last message with all the promises which belong to it, as we believe them, so sure it can be said that we found grace in the sight of God. He has shown us His ways, His word, His promises. He lets us know, and we have an inner agreement to every word of God. And we believe that the Lord will come again in our time to take His bride home. Brother Branham was counting with 77, because then would be the 70th year of Jubilee of the Jews. But God alone decides the time. For thus the Lord said, time and hour, no one knows. And in the same way He said, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption draws near. Now, the next verses, James chapter 5, verse 8, James 5, verse 8 and 9,
so haltet auch ihr,
Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the return of the Lord has come near. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Never before this word could be preached with such emphasis and certainty, never before, as now, as written here, for the coming of the Lord has come near. When we say this, then we only say what the Scripture has said. Then we are not religious fanatics. No, we are no fanatics. We are Bible-believing people who believe the Word of God with all their hearts. And as we read it in the word of introduction, we all remember it still. I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself. This is a promise which the Lord has given to us. And as we also mentioned, Matthew 24 comes before Matthew 25, and he said it. Never before was the table of the Lord so richly set as in our time. Never in this 2,000 years Never was there such a summary of the Old and the New Testament. Never it was set forth such a harmony placed as in our time. And we may really say it. We believe as the Scripture has said. Also this, let it be emphasized again. The 2nd of April, 62, has for me, of course, the greatest meaning. And I believe for all the called out church of the living God. And I don't say this for my sakes, but after the death, especially after the burial of Brother Branham, all were disappointed because they were waiting for Easter. Easter 66, waiting for it and waiting for the resurrection of the prophet. Waiting for it. When I arrived and the brother was greeting me, he asked me, "Do you know why we are here?" And my answer was, "Yes, yes, for the burial of the prophet." And his answer was, "No. No, we are not here to bury him. It is Easter. We are here so that the resurrection of the prophet takes place." More than 2 hours they were singing, "Only believe, only believe." And then once again they were singing, "On the wings of a snow-white dove, waiting and waiting." But I really wept as never before in my life. For me, a whole world broke down because it was my conviction that by the ministry of Brother Branham, lasts until the preparation of the bride, until the coming of the Lord. I was weeping, weeping, and I said, "Lord, how shall your church be prepared without this ministry?" To be honest, I don't know. I don't know. I wept so much as I never before in my life in these 2 hours. I could not understand it. But when I returned after the burial into my hotel room, and I was sitting down, then a peace of God came upon me. Not a voice. I think I heard the voice of the Lord 17 times. The voice of God one time. It was the 16th of June, 1979. But this time, it was not a voice which I heard with my ears, but it spoke in my heart. "Now your time has come to go from city to city and to preach the word and to give out the food." You all know, I was working for the NATO. I was an employee. And the first thing I did, I gave in my resignation when I returned. And then I started the ministry in the kingdom of God. I went from country to country. 66, 67, I traveled to the eastern of Europe. 68, 69, 70, all of Eastern Europe. Moscow was included. And then came all the other countries and cities that were added. And today, I make a remark which is very painful to me. I was preaching in Damascus. I was preaching in Latakia. But also in this city, which is now totally destroyed, in Aleppo. And Aleppo was the only city of the more than 560 cities in which I preached, where after the service, they were calling me into a room And they were accusing me that I mentioned Israel. How I could mention this people, this to mention them publicly. They really rebuked me so hard. They rebuked me. And I suffered such a hard time in Aleppo. No one brought me to the airport. I had to travel on my own to the airport, returning to Damascus. And the only city which rejected me has now to witness such a destruction. Brothers and sisters, whoever has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And may all hear it who are gathered here today. And may all hear it who are joining us online. That this is really the last time period before the return of Jesus Christ. But please, let us remain normal and sober. Whoever has a profession, make your profession. Whoever wants to marry, let him marry. Do everything. Whoever wants to build, let him build. Do everything. But with a certainty in your heart, that every moment, any moment, could be the last day. Just be ready and be joined with the Lord in your heart. There's no believing profession on earth. Every profession is earthly, is of the world. But we are thankful that we can be on the world. But as our Lord said, ye are not of this world, as I am not of this world. Ye are in the world, but ye are not of the world. We are the Lord's, as His own possession. To Him, the Almighty God, to the faithful Lord, who throughout so many years has given grace that His real revealed word, can be proclaimed into all the world. And so we see the promise which was given to Brother Branham. We see it fulfilled. The message which was given to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. And so we thank our God that we recognized the time and the hour. We thank the Lord for the blood of the new covenant. We thank the Lord for His precious and holy revealed word, living word, which does not return void. And we thank the Lord that we are part of the wise virgins, who are now really hearkening to that, what the Spirit is saying through the Word, especially for our time. Blessed are our eyes, because they see, and blessed are our ears, for they hear. May we all be blessed by the blessing of the Almighty from the first day of this year. May we walk onward. Although it goes through trials, let us remember our Lord, what He had to suffer. Remember the apostles. Remember the first time. Our way is not embedded with roses. Whether persecution, whether slander, everything goes with it. But we may thank the Lord, and we may know in whom we believe and what we believe. And once again, John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again. And then the word in James, be patient therefore, dear brethren, and unto the return of the Lord. Who wants to be part of it when the Lord comes? Oh, amen. Amen. Let us stand up, brothers and sisters. Perhaps the two sisters will sing us a song. And then I will call one brother. Today we have visitors in our midst. Brother Isaac from Canada is here. Brother Christian from Cape Town is here. And we have also Brother Hilton in our midst. And I will ask Brother Hilton that he comes to the front, saying us a word of greeting, then praying with us. We are grateful to God for all brothers. He arranged the meetings in Cape Town, and God has blessed in a wonderful way. We are grateful to the Lord for all brothers in all peoples, tongues, and nations who are joined with us, giving out the spiritual food in our time, which the Lord entrusted to us. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. Yes.
Bist du bereit zu der Stunde, wenn Gott die Seinen heimholt? Hast du vernommen die Kunde, wie er die Seinen belohnt, wenn er erscheint in den Wolken, in Majestät und in Pracht? Ich kann's nicht sagen in Worten, mein Herz es jubelt und wacht. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Kannst du begreifen die Liebe, die Jesus Christus dir beut? Bist du mit ihm dann im Frieden, wenn Jesus käme noch heut? Er hat die Städte bereitet,
Amen. Amen.
Für die noch wartende Schar, die immer treu für ihn streiten. Es kommt der verheißene Tag. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Nichts ist vom Leid mehr geblieben, Spott und Hohn sind dann vorbei. Jesus will allzeit dich lieben, dies meine Losung soll sein. Möchtest du mit in die Heimat, willst Jesus du einmal sehen? Er nur bringt dich in die schöne Stadt, du brauchst nur zu Jesus zu gehen. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand.
Amen.
Amen.
Ist Bruder Hilton hier?
Is Brother Hilton in our midst? Is Brother Arben also here? Please be so kind. Then we have here two special prayer requests. They are all hit by natural catastrophes, by natural disasters.
I wish to greet each and every brother and sister in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ich möchte jeden Bruder und jede Schwester im teuren Namen des Herrn Jesus Christus grüßen.
The word of God is precious.
Das Wort Gottes ist kostbar. Amen.
The preaching is wonderful.
Die Verkündigung ist wunderbar.
And it's becoming more clearer and clearer
und es wird klarer und klarer für die Gläubigen.
The true word is very clear now than these days.
In diesen Tagen ist das Wort kristallklar.
The meeting we had last night was wonderful.
Ich bin die Versammlung gestern war wunderbar.
The oversight that was given since early in the 50s right up until now was just wonderful.
Der gesamte Überblick, den wir erhalten haben von den 50er Jahren bis zu diesem heutigen Tag, war einfach wunderbar.
I'm privileged to be part of this.
Und ich habe ein Vorrecht, daran Anteil zu haben.
It's privileged to hear the pure word of God.
Und es ist ein Vorrecht, das wahre Wort Gottes zu hören.
From one that was ordained, commissioned, audibly.
Und wir hören das Wort von einem, der einen hörbaren Auftrag von Gott bekommen hat.
I just need to say this one thing.
Und ich möchte diese eine Sache sagen.
My grandfather, Pastor John Thomas.
Mein Großvater, Pastor John Thomas,
was arranging the meetings for Brother Frank in the 1970s.
Hat die Versammlungen für Bruder Frank in den 1970er Jahren vorbereitet.
I was given 3 magnetic cassettes by Brother Peter.
Und ich habe von Bruder Peter 3 Kassetten damals bekommen.
That was preached by Brother Frank in 1975 in Cape Town.
Die von Bruder Frank Predigten, die Bruder Frank 1975 in Cape Town gehalten hat.
At that time I was only 11 years old.
Zu der Zeit war ich 11 Jahre alt.
And today,
und heute,
I am arranging the meetings for Brother Frank.
Bereite ich die Versammlungen für Bruder Frank vor.
What a honor.
Was für eine Ehre.
All known by God.
Alles das hat Gott im Voraus gewusst.
And planned by God.
Und geplant.
Let us pray.
Lass uns beten zusammen.
Gracious God and eternal heavenly Father.
Großer Gott und ewiger himmlischer Vater.
How grateful we are.
Wie dankbar sind wir.
For your precious word.
Für dein heiliges Wort.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for the understanding.
Herr, wir danken dir für das Verständnis.
And the clear and the revelation of your word.
Für die Klarheit und Offenbarung deines Wortes.
Oh Lord, let this word sink into our hearts.
Möge das Wort tief in unsere Herzen sinken.
Deep into our souls, Lord.
Tief in unsere Seele gepflanzt sein.
And let the fruit of the seed of this word.
Und möge die Frucht dieses Wortsamens in unserem Leben offenbar werden.
Bless your servant.
Segne deinen Knecht,
which you have ordained.
Den du gesandt hast.
Bless everyone that will hear the words from his lips.
Segne jeden, der dein Wort von seinen Lippen hört.
And let it be revealed unto them.
Und möge es ihnen geoffenbart werden.
And bless every brother and every sister.
Und segne jeden Bruder, jede Schwester.
Thank you, Lord, for this new year.
Wir danken dir, Herr, für dieses neue Jahr.
2017 lies ahead of us.
2017 steht vor uns.
We now commit every life, every brother, every sister.
Wir befehlen dir jetzt jedes Leben,
into
jedes
your capable
Bruders,
hands.
Jede Schwester in deine fähigen Hände.
And we surrender and commit ourselves.
Und mögen wir uns ganz dir ergeben, uns dir weihen.
For thy glory.
Zu deiner Ehre.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Im Namen Jesu beten wir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Take greetings.
Yes, to the Lord be the thanks. We have heard it. 40 years ago, his grandfather arranged the meetings for me. And now he arranged them for me. Just so wonderful. This reminds me
in Lahore, on the man in Lahore who said, my grandfather, my grandfather, always spoke of Brother Branham. He was in his meetings in Bombay. And you have seen Brother Branham, you knew him. And at that time I was speaking on the TV. And every Friday we have programs on a regular basis, not only in Lahore, in 56 other stations, 30 minutes on every Friday in all of the Persian Gulf. Everywhere the word of the Lord can be heard. And now we give greetings to all brothers and sisters. And from this place we greet really all worldwide, whether in New Zealand, whether in Australia, whether in Nairobi, whether in Kinshasa, wherever, whether in Abidjan, wherever it might be. And once again, let me say, we are grateful for our brothers who are translating into other languages. Most of you cannot imagine how difficult it is to translate from one language, to find the precise words from one language and to put it into another language. And God has just given grace. God just gave grace. And we also thank all in the various languages who are patient, who are hearing the sermons in the German language, and at the same time that they get it translated. Brother Branham preached in English, and all who could hear it, they heard it. And at his time, there were only three places on the earth which heard the sermons of Brother Branham in the 50s and 60s. The one city was Brother Sidney Jackson, from the English translating into Afrikaans, and our Brother Martin in Edmonton, and then in Krefeld. And if you now consider that the whole world really can hear all the sermons, they can read them, and that the whole world is being looked after. It's the fulfillment of the scripture, namely that to all nations the message, the everlasting gospel is proclaimed. And the scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Also, when our sisters were singing the wonderful song in remembrance to last night, to the choir song, brothers and sisters, we cannot imagine what kind of glamour is on the white linen of the raptured multitude. I've seen it. I really experienced it when I was taken out of the body and when I experienced the rapture. White linen, shining, not only white, but shining. A certain glamour went out of it. And what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what did not enter into any man's heart, this God prepared for them who love him. And then the promise that he will wipe away all the tears from our eyes. And that we will rejoice, jubilating throughout all eternity to him who has purposed the plan of salvation before the foundation of the world and who foretold it in the Old and New Testament how everything would take place and has given us the grace to live now. And as our brother emphasized, a precise understanding, having a precise understanding of the plan of salvation. To God be the glory. May all take greetings with you, Brother Isaac, to Canada, and all brothers, all the visitors, Brother Christian, and all brothers and sisters, also from England, from to Finland, we also send greetings. I received. I read all the emails, and we wish you all God's richest blessing. Now, we have here two prayer requests. But I really would like that we bow our heads, that we remain in silent prayer, that we just sing the chorus, "Just as I am." Can we sing it?
Yes, I am without one plea, but then doubt was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Here we have the prayer request of a sister in Hungary. May God give grace. May He touch her. May He heal her. Then here we have a prayer request for all who are affected in that what the flood caused. Everywhere something's happening. And now I pray, I ask you to bow your head, to close your eyes, to open your heart. And whoever has a special prayer request, please raise your hand now. We will bring everything to the Lord. Lord Almighty God, I lay my both hands upon your holy and precious word, which I carry in my heart by your grace, and which I preach with my mouth. Precious Lord, in thee and through you, all the promises have become true. Full redemption, perfect healing, perfect deliverance you have given to us. Dear Lord, on the cross of Calvary you cried out, "It is finished." And we thank you that you, as the risen one, you came to your disciples and you showed them your hands and you said to Thomas, "Lay your hand into my wounds." Beloved Lord, you rose, you have taken away the power of death. You have conquered Satan. Your victory is our victory. And it remains like this. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. It remains exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. Dear Lord, all who have come from near and far, please bless them. Help all. Be with all. In all peoples of Europe. In all peoples of Asia, Africa. On all the continents, O Lord. You are calling out your bride from all nations, from all peoples. And we thank you for it. That we have a direct part in that what is now taking place before your direct return. The precious and holy full gospel is being proclaimed to all nations for a witness. And then the end shall come. Dear Lord, bless all brothers, bless all sisters, in particular all who have to go through heavy trials. Give them daily new strength. And may this year, 2017, may not only be a year of memory of the Reformation during the 500 years. You didn't remain standing. You time and again started to work until our time. Dear Lord, and what you started in the days of Reformation, this you wanted to bring to completion in our time. And this happens before our eyes. Not only to reform, but to restore, coming back to the beginning, so that the end becomes like the beginning was. You are Alpha and you are Omega. Once again, I thank you for all brothers, for all sisters who are coming here since more than 40 years to hear your word. You have sent a hunger as it was promised, and you have given the food by your grace. Oh God, we could remain here for hours. We could repeat and repeat your word, thanking always anew for this grace you have given to us. Thank you that you kept me during these 83 years. You carried me. Thank you that you opened doors and hearts worldwide. May all be blessed who are hearkening to that, what the Spirit is saying through the Word to the churches. We are children of promise, and we will experience everything until the last promise. Let us all persevere patiently unto the coming of the Lord, until the latter rain falls, and until God once more, until God will do once more the same at the end, whatever he did at the beginning. Bless also all the sick, especially our beloved brother Jean-Claude. Bless him, Lord. Heal him. Strengthen him. Bless and heal all and confirm thy word. Oh God, our hearts are full of gratefulness for that what you have done. Together we glorify the power of your blood, of your word, and of your Spirit. And we thank you for what you have done. All the prayer requests which were brought to us, we bring them to you. You are omnipresent, and we are thanking you that you are confirming your word with signs following. To you, the alone God, be the thanks and the glory and the worship. And the year 2017 may it be dedicated to you. As long as we can be on this earth, you will be with us. For you have given us the promise, behold, I am with you all the days, without exception, all the days until the end of the world. And we thank you with all our hearts for it. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, amen. I have given you the greetings also from Romania. All from all over the world have sent greetings, and we also greet you in all peoples and tongues. The choir, do you have a song? Please ask our beloved Erich Schmidt if he has, whether he has a song which can be sung. Also today we are not in a hurry, and all ministering brethren who would like to see how we stored in the reels of Brother Brenham, the sermons, you can all come into the office after 1 o'clock, and whoever wants to see the shipping department can come. Today is the day of the open door, the day of the opened door, and the day of the open heart. Have you been blessed? Was it worthwhile to come? God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Noch ist die Zeit der Gnade.
I read two verses, and then Brother Schmidt will pray with us. You can remain standing. Revelation chapter 5, at the opening of the seals, the 24 elders are singing with harps. They are accompanying the song, and they sung a new song, which thou art worthy, verse 9, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And now we read in verse 10, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother Schmidt, come now and thank the Lord. Gracious Lord, in this moment, on this day, you made this day for us, Lord, to appear in your presence, coming before you, thanking you for this wonderful grace, for the privilege you have given to us in this last time, that we can know we were chosen before the foundation of the world, written into the Lamb's Book of Life. It's unmerited grace which was given to us, to me. Lord in heaven, give us now the grace
that
the old foundation, the foundation of the apostles and prophets, let us give us grace that we build upon it. Please take us as living stones and build us together. Help each one of us here at this place, all who are present. Let us depart from here, Lord, and let us praise together your name. And let us not say, we have heard a good sermon, but give us grace, each one of us, to say, you have spoken to me. Lord, I ask it for your name's sake. Bless everywhere who have heard worldwide, who have seen and watched, who have raised their hands to you together with us. Be merciful and manifest thyself with signs and wonders following. Please, Lord, don't pass us by, but help us in all our situations, in particular that we open our hearts as your vessels in your hand, to be filled by you with the oil, Lord, unto this wonderful day of your return. We thank you for it, and we ask you once again, bless all, great and little, young and old, and keep all on their way home for the glory of your name. Amen. As the very last thing, we will send greetings to our beloved brother Baumgartner, the very heartfelt greetings to him. Our sister Baumgartner, today, a week ago, she passed away, and last Friday, we had the burial.
and all the neighbors, at least 140 people who knew Sister Baumgartner, they were present in this big Reformed church, gathered in this building, and I could evangelize in this church. And Brother Baumgartner phoned me, and he said that the first ones were coming in, and they want to know more. May the Lord bless all who are sad. But please, go comforted. Be comforted. Go into this new year comforted. God is faithful, and He will do everything. Let us sing the chorus. To you, the Lamb of God, be the glory. Your sacrifice is perfect. You have made us free from our sin and our guilt. We are a people of kings and priests in your kingdom. There is no other name under heaven than yours. To you, the Lamb of God, be the glory. Your sacrifice is perfect. You have made us free from sin and guilt. We are a people of kings and priests in your kingdom. There is no other name under heaven like yours.